Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Water Kingdom, A Secret History of China, by Philip Ball. Narrated by Derek Perkins. Introduction. Rain on the Summer Palace. It was in Beijing during my first visit to China in 1992 that I was introduced to Dr. Zhang. To my shame, I never kept a record of his full name, and I can't hope to discover it now. You might as well seek a Dr. Smith in London or a Dr. Schmidt in Munich. I do know that Dr. Zhang worked at the Beijing Institute of Electron Microscopy, and when we met, I was relieved to find that his English was very good, because at that time my Chinese would not have taken me beyond a salutary ni hao. Doing scientific research in China in those days was fraught with mundane difficulties. As Dr. Zhang showed me around his laboratory, there was a power cut, and the graduate students filed out of the building with a mixture of exasperation and resignation. "Won't it damage the microscopes?" I asked. "Oh, yes," Dr. Zhang replied nonchalantly. When he wondered what else I had seen in Beijing, I confessed that my sightseeing had hitherto been almost non-existent. My days had been filled with visits, obligations, and dauntingly copious meals with my academic hosts. "Then we must go to the Summer Palace," Dr. Zhang insisted. We hopped aboard an overcrowded bus that made its slow progress past fleets of bicycles. The only cars on the Beijing roads back then were state-owned taxis, to the outskirts of the city. It was raining a little, which had the happy consequence that the Summer Palace was relatively quiet.